Well, today's gospel reading weaves together, as John always does, a variety of different themes. Obviously, we have the theme of God's kingdom breaking into the world through Jesus' miraculous power. And when God's kingdom breaks into the world, it breaks in a remarkable way, right? It's healing, it's positive, something good is happening. Right, there's a remarkable mercy, speaking of the year of mercy, a remarkable compassion that's breaking into the world along with the kingdom of God, because God is compassion, God is mercy, God is the healing of the sick. So for all intents and purposes, that's a very traditional theme of a miracle story. But John chooses this miracle story because it frankly weaves together two other themes of interest to him, and they're kind of, they sort of blur up, the first theme, which of course is a wonderful theme, right? You know, kingdom is coming, compassion's coming, mercy's coming, we're destined toward the kingdom of heaven, and that's a great message. But then we get this complete ambiguity thrown in, that the guy who's been healed is brought before the Pharisees. And the guy who's been healed, he knows that the Pharisees are really ticked off at Jesus for healing on the Sabbath. And then when Jesus sees him again, the guy actually goes back and reports to the Pharisees. It's like, he's not just a tattletale, right? It's like, I can get the guy who healed me, I can really get him in trouble now. And you're kind of scratching your head and you're going, why is this being presented in this wonderful miracle story? Because that theme is echoed throughout the whole of John's gospel, that we, the people sometimes who have been given all these wonderful gifts, we can be downright disingenuous. In a certain sense, you know, John has this theme of, you know, the human heart in its darkness can do some really bizarre things. Of course, Judas is really one of the guys that John is gonna concentrate on. And he is, of course, he has that telling line, you know, it was night when Judas, you know, goes out, you know, to betray Jesus. But this is like a little mini betrayal. It's kind of an anticipation of Judas's betrayal, and we have to ask, well, why did John, you know, integrate it into this reading? And the reason is because it's not neat out there. Yes, the kingdom is breaking into the world. John is making that very clear. Jesus is making that very clear. But at the very same moment that the kingdom is breaking into the world, darkness is also having its day. Darkness is being defeated, and darkness will be definitively defeated, but darkness is going to do everything that it can to manifest itself before its ultimate defeat at the end of time and the end of the world. So for all intents and purposes then, what we're seeing, you know, first and foremost is John is just telling us, it's not going to be neat. You know, you're the disciples of Jesus. Don't expect it's just going to be about kingdom. It's just going to be about compassion and mercy and love, because there's still darkness out there, and it's still going to happen. And the world, quite frankly, is a big mess. Just truth in advertising. Last theme, which I've talked about before, is very clear in John's gospel, is something is happening, something of radical importance, a change almost in the message that was seen, the priorities that seemed to be so clear from the Old Covenant, from the Old Testament. And therein, the law is more important than an individual person, an individual person's well-being, and even more important than mercy toward the individual. Skip that message. Jesus is reversing the priority. The guy at the sheep pool, disingenuous as he is, and Jesus knows what's going to happen, that he is going to report him, but Jesus still has mercy on him. The individual matters more than the strict observance of the law itself. The mercy toward the individual, compassion toward the individual, trumps the strict observance of justice. And Jesus' priority of love over justice and the love-justice dialectic begins to take its effect in history. All this going on with a simple man, with a simple request at the sheep pool. And Jesus, of course, enters into it with firm purpose in mind to change the world and to give truth in advertising. Amen.